Hey, everybody. I am Michelle M. Modest. Thank you for joining us today. Welcome to my podcast. You will be inspired, restored, and transformed. Be ready for the impact of the word as we boldly declare Jesus is Lord.
Yes, indeed. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. He's that kind of God. He's well able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we may ask or think. So as we continue, God, to give you praise, to give you glory, to give you honor, as we continue to lift you up, as we continue to magnify your name, oh God, we just ask of you to do what you're accustomed doing, oh God, as you're in our midst, Father. Show yourself as strong and God, the God of all creation. Show yourself as God at a time such as this, where we need you now more than ever. Father, just have your divine way through your Son, Jesus the Christ. Oh, what awesome worship. For those of you who are at home, I hope you just got into that place where you were worshiping and preparing yourself for the word of God. He is God all by himself, and he deserves the worship. He deserves the praise, and he deserves the glory and the honor. So we continue to worship. We continue to praise him. We continue to magnify him because he is God and he deserves it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, kingdom greetings to my global family. God has been downloading how global this thing is. So I welcome all of you, and of course, a special one to my immediate family, Kingdom Restoration International. Hallelujah. Kingdom greetings. God is good, and his mercies endure forever. He's a God that's good all the time. Amen. Praise God. Well, coming on the heels of word application and God telling us that this is the rise of the remnant, and we have been just receiving good food from God, spiritual food. And he said to eat, engage, alter, and trust. And we are just learning to lean on him because he is the everlasting God, our everlasting Father. And that we looked at resolve. He is our resolve, and that we choose him. We choose him of all the other gods that exist. We choose Jesus. Hallelujah. And we love him. He first loved us, and we are so grateful. Praise the name of the Lord. Today, I want to look at the subject called Click the Link. And this is especially for all those millennials out there. And for those who know that they are young, regardless of how many gray they see. Hallelujah. Click the link. And the objective today is for us to all declare that we are fully persuaded it's his love. Fully persuaded it's his love. I know it don't seem as though it's going to line up, but you just stay with me. You click the link. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I have a very strong conviction that the Bible, the word of God, is our biblical and legal instructions for legal entry to eternity. I know it has said the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, is basic instructions before leaving earth. But I realize this is not just before leaving earth, because he wouldn't just allow us to follow instructions before leaving earth without preparing us for where we're going. Are you with me, somebody? You see, it teaches us how to live on earth and simultaneously preparing us to embrace our eternal state. So we are going somewhere. He's preparing us, hallelujah, for his coming. People who never called on the name of Jesus are calling it now. They are seeking out a solution to the madness and the mayhem that's on their doorsteps, that's in their houses. I am telling you, life as they knew it is no longer. A new era is upon us, and you can't buy the answer on eBay or find the solution on Netflix, Cinemax, HBO, or Prime, etc. There is no other channel you could click to find the answer. The answer is only in Jesus. Click the link, somebody. You see, however, when you look at the word of God, you will understand that you can and will find the solution in the word of God. You will find the answer in God. Just click the link. Tell your neighbor, click the link. Watch the link. Watch the link. The link is life's information. Hallelujah. Notarized by our King. Life's information notarized by our King. You see, the chaos does not and cannot alter his love for us. Hey, he loves you. He loves me. He loves us. Matthew chapter 24, and we're looking at verse 35. This is what it says. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. You need to understand, you need to set your hope, hallelujah, in him. You see, set your hope is in God. As you set it in God, you will understand that you have to set it in God and God alone. You have to click the link. Click on life's information notarized by our King. Hallelujah. Click the link. Get into the word of God. Let God, hallelujah, in. Click the link. You need to be fully persuaded it's his love. And I'm going somewhere with this. Just click the link. Hallelujah. Click the link. And I want you to click and click along with me. Click the link in John chapter 7, 20 to 23. It says, I do not pray, hallelujah, for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word. That they all may be one. As you, Father, you are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And it continues in verse 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them. You need to be rejoicing just about now. The glory which you gave me, he is saying, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. And verse 23 really got to me. It says here, hallelujah, it says here, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me. And this is how he gets really personal with us now, before his Father, our Father. He said, and have loved them as you have loved me. I looked again at this and I realized that God meant business and he sent his son Jesus and Jesus meant business. As a matter of fact, we were his business and we are still his business. He continues to mind his business. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Could you imagine that? There is this kind of love that we really cannot understand. It's not a common thing to literally understand, to comprehend this kind of love. You have to be fully persuaded that it is his love and it's real. It's the only true love. Can you see the unmeasurable love displayed here? Can you comprehend the unconditionality of our Father's love? God is the only one who knows your future. He's the only one who loved you in the past, loves you now, and will continue to love you unconditionally. Human love with conditions. We have to fix that. When you look at how humans love, the love has conditions. If you do right by me, I will love you. If you give me things, if you bless me, then I love you. I know the Bible says that I'm supposed to love you, but it comes with some conditions. I look at my Father's love and there are no conditions. Hallelujah. There are things that we need to go through. There's a process. Hallelujah. But the process does not say that he doesn't love me. It does not say that he doesn't love you. Are you with me, somebody? He loves you now in your now and loved you out of your past. Hallelujah. And will continue to love you in your future because he's that kind of God. His love is eternal. God has a plan for you, and it's a good plan. He loves you. Stay with me. I'm going somewhere. Hallelujah. Click the link in Romans 8, 34 to 39. It says here, and this is where we're going to spend some time today. It says here, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, hallelujah, or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, hallelujah, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You need to understand that this thing is real. Click the link. Click on life's information. Hallelujah. Notarized by our King. Life's information. Notarized by our King. Click the link. You have to be fully persuaded. As you look at Romans 8, 35 to 39, you will see God being our highest judge is able to issue a forgiven verdict. Even when you know you were guilty. I'm a living witness, y'all. You know you're guilty and yet still you go before him and he releases a forgiven verdict, a not guilty verdict. Fix yourself, set yourself right. Hallelujah, live right. Do what is necessary in the midst of it all. You might have made some mistakes, some erroneous ones too, some disgusting ones. Hallelujah, the kind that you don't want anybody else to know about. But when you come before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, when you come before the one who died, hallelujah, hallelujah, and rose again. When you come before him, you will receive a forgiven verdict. Once you repent and you turn from your ways, he will hear you. And he will forgive you. Click the link. Click the link in Romans 8:1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You gotta click the link. Hey, click the link. Be fully persuaded in his love. Be fully persuaded. His love for you is eternal. Be fully persuaded. I know, like me, you have not always been in the right alignment or in right alignment, but you have to learn to rest in the forgiveness that's in his love. Everything is in his love. You need to understand it all pivots on love. The truth is, the sufferings of this present time cannot separate us from the love of God. No matter what comes, it is written, you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. You got to be fully persuaded. You must be fully persuaded that God is able to perform it and he will do it. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Click the link. Click the link. You must be fully persuaded that it is in his love. Hallelujah. And his love is at work. You got to be fully persuaded and it is working all things for your good. It's in his love and his love is at work and he is working all things for your good. It doesn't mean that all things are good, but even if they're not so good, even if they're bad, 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 and then they're bad again and badder than bad, let me tell you something, that thing, he will work it for your good. He will turn it around for your good. You must be fully persuaded. Nothing has the power or influence to cause separation, disunity, disconnection, or detachment from the eternal love that God has for you. Absolutely nothing. You don't believe me? Click the link. Click the link in Romans 8:35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? You gotta click the link. Shall tribulation? That's the question. Shall tribulation? Ain't got nothing that can separate us. Biblical eschatology terminology. Hallelujah. We'll look at tribulation, and it says it's a period of global hardship, persecution, disasters, famine, war, pain, and suffering, etc. I mean, it's all kind of bad things. Let me tell you something, but not one can, hallelujah, detach God's love from you. Not one will cause him to love you less. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. All these things, they can affect creation and precede judgment at the second coming of Jesus Christ. But yet he's coming back for his bride. Click the link. Click the link in John chapter 16, verse 33. It says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. Because in the world you will have tribulation. But," hallelujah, come on somebody, shove that conjunction right there. But be of good cheer. Hallelujah. I have overcome the world. I know there's a but somewhere. I have experienced so many buts in my life. Hallelujah. But thank God, even while I was at the bottom, a but came in. Hallelujah. And caused me to rise again. You need to understand which but I'm talking about. You need to get off your and make sure you rise in the name of Jesus and be fully persuaded. But your God has overcome the world. Rise up. The time is now. You must be fully persuaded in the very core of your being that it's his love that is synchronized with his peace, and he has overcome the world. Be fully persuaded. Question, shall distress? Click the link and you will see in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 30 to 31. It says here, when you are in distress, and guess what? It means there are going to be times when you're going to be in distress. But let me tell you something. It's okay. It's okay. It's going to be all right. You got to tell your neighbor and tell yourself, look in the mirror and say, girl, it's going to be all right. Mr. Boy, whatever you want to call it, say, man, it's going to be all right. According to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 30 to 31, he said, when you are in distress and all these things come upon you in the latter days, when you turn to the Lord your God and obey his voice. I told you we got our parts to do. Hallelujah. When you turn to God and obey his voice, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. In other words, he's waiting for you to turn, and he's waiting to hear your voice, because he's got something better in store for you. It continues to say, he will not forsake you. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Nor destroy you. I'm talking about the answer, and his name is Jesus. Nor forget the covenant of your fathers, which is swore to you. Let me just read that for you one more time. You need to get it in your spirit. Hallelujah. For the Lord your God, you got to click the link, somebody. You see, for the Lord your God is a merciful God. Hallelujah. He will not forsake you. He will not destroy you. He will not forget you. Hallelujah. And forget the covenant he has made with your fathers that was sworn to you. That was a long time ago, and he's still the same God. He was God then, and he's God now. Are you with me, somebody? Are you with me? You must be fully persuaded that it's his love that is synchronized with his mercy, and he will not forsake you. You got to be fully persuaded. Question, shall persecution, what can separate you? Shall persecution, you got to click the link. I'm telling you, this is the only way. Click the link. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3:12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. All that will live godly shall suffer persecution. But not, we're not talking about outside of Christ. All those who will live godly in Christ will suffer persecution. But I got some good news. Click the link. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12a. It says, if we endure, we shall reign with him. So there will be some persecution, yes. And yeah, there will be some suffering. But there will be continuous rain, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Somebody better give him praise and click the link, hallelujah, while you're at it. Hallelujah. What is the state of your endurance? What are you doing with yourself in the midst of all this mess? What is your temperature level? Check the gauge and check it now. Hallelujah. You must be fully persuaded that it's his love that is synchronized with his omnipresent state to soothe and comfort you in the midst of it all, in the midst of the suffering, hallelujah, and he enables you to stand strong in the midst of the persecution. You shall reign with him. You gotta be fully persuaded, hallelujah. Question, shall famine, you gotta click the link in Luke chapter 12 verse 24. It says, consider the ravens, hallelujah, for they neither sow nor reap. I'm getting excited. I hope you can tell, because I know he fed me many times. Hallelujah. He just never allowed me to go hungry. You're talking about famine. Hallelujah. Click the link. It says, consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which have neither storehouse nor barn, and God feeds them. Hallelujah. Of how much more value are you than these birds? How much more value are you of all the birds that fills the air? You gotta know what you know and believe what you know, that you know that you know that you know your God, hallelujah, is able to keep you. He's able to feed you. He's Jehovah Jireh, hallelujah, your provider. Hallelujah. Click the link in 1 Kings chapter 17, 4 and 6. Hallelujah. It says, and it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. You're talking about a prophet in the midst of a famine, and God chose that man. Hallelujah. And Elijah was fed. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook in the midst of the famine, morning and evening. You're going to eat and drink. You're going to drink and eat. I know it's tough right now. I know it's challenging right now. But come on, somebody. Shall famine? No. He will take care of you. You got to be fully persuaded. God kept the prophet, fed him. And guess what? He'll do it for you. He did it before. He'll do it again. You must be fully persuaded that it's his love that is synchronized with his capacity to provide. Hallelujah. He is your Jehovah Jireh. Somebody give him praise. Like you know he fed you before. Like you know you had drink before. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory be to God. Question. Shall nakedness. Let me tell you something. Click the link. In Romans 10:11, for the scripture says, whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. I want to read it for you again. What are you afraid of? Nakedness. Hallelujah. If you believe on him, you will not be put to shame. Are you with me? Click the link. Click the link in Psalms 91:4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield, and it shall be your buckler. I said his truth shall be your shield, and it shall be your buckler. Hallelujah. He will cover. Somebody say cover. He will cover you with his feathers. He will cover you. And when God covers you, you're well covered. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You must be fully persuaded that it's his love that is synchronized with his ability and willingness to cover you. He will cover you. Give God praise. Hallelujah. Because you know you messed up many times, and he covered. Hallelujah. You. Hey. Question. Shall peril. Click the link. Click the link. Psalms 91:3, 7 and 11. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You talk about a God that loves you. You must be fully persuaded that it's his love that is synchronized with his power to protect you and to keep you from harm. He will keep you from harm's way. That's the kind of God we serve. Question, shall sword? Click the link. Click the link in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Click the link. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. What you gotta do? Click the link. Click the link. Click the link in Romans 13, 12. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Come on, somebody. It's time to get dressed right. Put on the armor of light. I said it's time to get dressed right. Put on the armor of light. Click the link. Hallelujah. Click the link in 2 Corinthians 10:4. It says, for the weapons of our warfare, hallelujah, hallelujah, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. You must be fully persuaded that it's his love that is synchronized with his authority to cancel any order or plot of execution against your life. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Believe that the word is of God. Believe that the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. You got to understand, it's time to click the link. According to Romans 8, chapter 38. Romans 8, 38. Or is it Romans 8, verse 38 to 39? It says here, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing. You got to understand, none of those things have the power to separate God's love from you. None. None. You got to click the link. Click the link in Ephesians 6:11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I'm telling you, click the link. Click the link in Colossians 2:10. It says, and you are complete in him, hallelujah, who is the head of all principality and power. Click the link. Click the link in Ephesians 2:6 and raise up, hallelujah, together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You got to understand where we are seated is higher above, hallelujah, all that we have been through, all that we are going through. You need to understand whatever is happening now shall pass. This too shall pass. Click the link. Click the link in Luke 10:19. It says here, behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. You got to understand. Click the link. Hey, it's life information notarized by our King. Life's information notarized by our King. Click the link. The word is the link. Click
the link. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You must be fully persuaded. Hallelujah. I was listening to the Holy Spirit, and he said to tell them something. He said to tell them to demonstrate absolute certainty in your absolute authority. You got to understand, and I said this some time before, you cannot say you are a believer and behave like an atheist. Your actions and your words, just like God, he said, let there be. And guess what? Action followed. Hallelujah. And there was. Whatever you say, we should see something forming out of it. You got to be careful what you're saying, because life and death, hallelujah, lies at the power of the tongue. You need to be mindful that what you are saying is what you shall receive. It's forming somewhere out there. Just take the word at its word. Take the word at its word. Take it as it is. The word is final. The word is final. You have to consider the finality of the word in your life. Consider it. Stop for a minute. Do some self-introspection. Analyze your thoughts. Analyze your ways. I had to do that. It was painful and ugly. But thank God I did. It has made such a big difference. I thank God. Hallelujah. And it feels good being the difference that you want to see. Can I be a witness? You see, I can't talk about nobody else. I don't want nobody to accuse me of anything. I can just talk about myself. Hallelujah. You see, when you are fully persuaded, you don't have to wait for the demonstration of the word. Let me say that again. When you are fully persuaded, you don't have to wait for the demonstration of the word. You will rejoice, and you should rejoice and give thanks from the proclamation of the word. As soon as it is released, you gotta believe and praise and shout and dance and sing and move all about like you believe it, and you believe you're gonna see it. As it is proclaimed, you begin to claim without any shame. It's called matured faith. Be perfect as I am perfect. Matured faith. Are you with me? I am fully persuaded. I am fully persuaded. What about you? Click the link. Click the link in Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. It says, stand fast therefore in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You got to see what's keeping you back. What's blocking you? Do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You got to learn to click the link. Click the link. Hallelujah. Click the link. Click the link in 2 Timothy 1:12. It says things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. I am persuaded. The word of God creates your internal atmospheric. And when you release the word, it instructs the external atmospheric to submit and calibrate. So you need to say something, hallelujah, that you mean, and mean what you say, because you're going to see something after you say something. Hallelujah. Click the link. Click the link in Psalms 24:1. The earth is the Lord's and all its fullness. The world and all its fullness. The world and those who dwell in it. Everything belongs to him. You got to click the link. Click the link in Jude chapter 20, 21. But you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. You can't wait for nobody to build you up. You gotta build up yourself in the Lord. You gotta encourage yourself in the Lord. You gotta pray when you don't feel like praying. You gotta praise when you don't want it to open your mouth. Do you understand it? Are you understanding what I'm saying? You need to lift your hands in spite of what's happening. Yeah. And give God praise. Don't just wash your hands. Lift your washed hands. Yes, and give God what is due unto him. There must be a seamless integration between what is written and what you believe. You need to, and I know this phrase will sound familiar because it was said another way, but I want you to get this. You need to calibrate to operate. I said it. I did. You need to calibrate to operate. As a kingdom citizen, you don't have to vaccinate to operate. You have to understand that you have the freedom of choice. Note, I did not say you should not or you should. I said you don't have to. Are you with me, somebody? You got to choose wisely. Calibrate to operate. Sustainable operation can only be attained and maintained by spiritual calibration. I feel like saying it again for somebody who is probably taking the note down. You got to understand, sustainable operation can only be attained by and maintained by spiritual calibration. Sustainable operation can only be attained and maintained by spiritual calibration. Calibrate to your King. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He's fighting for you. Click the link. Click the link in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Click the link. It says here, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. Let me tell you something. I've been asking for years, different individuals, you know, ministers and what have you. I've been asking, what is faith? Because I believed God at one point in time for a particular thing. And up to now, I haven't seen the thing. Like, I haven't seen it. Honestly, I haven't. But I felt that I did everything that I was supposed to do. I prayed, I fasted. I literally felt that, well, I had faith for everyone in the globe. I felt full of faith. And I prayed like never before, and still waiting to see it. And God had to bring me to a place where it's like faith for me is believing God enough and trusting God enough that even though I prayed and things just seem to get worse or just don't happen, I must stand in Jesus, who is my resolve, until I see the manifestation of what I prayed about and what I prayed for. And even when I don't see it, hallelujah, I still believe him. I still believe that he can. I still believe he's able. You see, sometimes his answers didn't match my requests. Your request, you know, your request will be this, and he will give you that. And you might have a little tune. It's like, but God, I worked the thing out, and this I think is workable. And he'll be like, I have something better. Chill out. Trust me. You see, even if it doesn't, or even if he doesn't answer the way I wanted him to, or I want him to, or when I want him to, I remain standing and I rely on his faithfulness. You got to learn to lean on God. You got to learn to trust him regardless of what. What? You see, I trust him so much, I said what. That should put a smile on some faces. I just know in my inner in that my God will make all things work for my good. You just ever know? You just know. I don't know how I know and why I know how I know that I don't know how I know. And you know, it's just in my inner end. What works for me is that I cancel out every other thing and I just believe. You see, I am fully persuaded that what my God loves me, what he wants for me is because he loves me, and what he gives me is because he loves me. And I'm fully persuaded that my God loves me unconditionally, and he is faithful to keep me safe in his arms. How do I know it? I'm still here. I've been through all manner of things, and I'm still here. Some of you, hallelujah, you're going through one thing and you're ready to give up, but I believe that he loves me with an everlasting love. Listen, it's not just me, he loves you like that. Hallelujah. As I address you today, I stand fully persuaded that he loves me, and just as much as he loves me, he loves you. You are notarized and liberated. You are complete in him. You have his stamp of approval. Click the link. Click life's information. Notarized by our King, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Click the word. Cling to the word. Click it. Be fully persuaded. You must be fully persuaded that it's his love that's at work. You see, it all pivots on love. I said it all pivots on love. Listen, I've met some people who really talk love. Wow. When they finished, you're like, ooh, googly eye and all of that. But it's just lip. When the heart is tested, failure presents itself. We serve the God that ain't nothing in him that's ever going to fail. And that includes his love, because he is love. Are you hearing me, somebody? He is love. Listen, what is blocking you? What is keeping you back? Don't let your past sins block your pathway to believe that he's well able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may ask or think. It is blocking your pathway. You got to understand you're messed up, and you messed up real bad. But you got to go before God, repent, and be assured as you repent, he will forgive you. He will wash away your sins and make you brand new. You might look stained, hallelujah, but the blood can bring you whiter than snow. You see, you got to just believe. Faith does not conform to what you did. That's not faith. Rather, it's the manifestation through what you hope you would see. You gotta believe, and faith will conform. Hallelujah. To what? Hallelujah. It's written. As you believe, God's word is final. He is the Alpha and Omega. He spoke in the beginning, and he will speak at the end. I said, God's word is final. God has the final say. Tell me, who has the final say? God has the final say. The word will not return to God void. Listen to me, somebody. The word of God will not return to him void. You see, God can return to himself void, because God himself is not void. Let me say that again. The word will not return unto him void, because God himself is not void. He cannot return to himself void, because he is not void. And he is his word. His word is him. So his word cannot return unto him void. The word overrules and overrides your weakness. Hallelujah. Weaknesses and your fears. Whatever they might be. You apply the word. As you apply the power of the blood of Jesus, the blood still works. The word still works. God is in his sovereign state. Hallelujah. In his sovereign state. He has the last word of the word. Because he is the word. Whatever he says goes. When he says stop, it has to stop. When he says move, it has to move. When he said get the hands, get what? Guess what? That imps, the devils of Satan gotta get the hands. God is testing you so that you will learn to trust him. Come on, he loves you. You want to know why you're going through all of this? It's love. I can't explain it, because my interpretation or perception of love is that you hug me, you be with me, you give me, you don't say anything bad about me, you just all about me. Well, I got a rude awakening. Whom he loves, he chastens. Oh, Jesus is Lord. I'm woke. I'm telling you, I'm woke. Jesus is Lord. He allows you, you know, some of you are going through a lot, you know, but he allowed fear to pay you a visit from time to time so your faith in him could be built up. I realize if you're fearful of something, you are only fearful of the thing as long as you hold the thing in your thoughts. If you don't think about it, you can't be fearful of it. You know, like, I'm not saying that I'm afraid of a roach. Don't get me wrong. You understand? I just don't like the roaches. And I apologize for those of you who like roaches and you have them as pets. But someone might see me, you know, jump a little bit and it's like, oh my gosh, a roach. It's because I don't like to kill the mushy things. And then I have my son there. He's big and strong. He got muscles. When the roaches see him, they run.
Yeah, that's right.
They run. But just in case he's not around. I realized at that time, you know, if it just, well, I saw one that was flying. Oh, Jesus. Well, fear did pay me a visit. But I realized that God gave me the strength to run. Oh, okay, wait a minute. He gave me the strength to stand and think about my next move. He gave me the wisdom. He stirred up wisdom to think about my next move. And yeah, my next move was to run. But anyway, he allows things to come. And fear just pays you a visit sometimes, but it don't last. So once I don't see a roach, I don't pay any attention to how much I don't like them. You understand what I'm saying? Your roach might be something else. It might be people that bullied you. It might be folks that just don't like you and have been trying to kill you since you were born, as they did with Joseph. It might be people who are jealous of you and plotting ways that you can be put to death, like with Daniel. You know, it might just be people who are jealous that you have nice clothes and your daddy loves you seemingly more than he loves them. Like it was with Joseph. I don't know. But you need to understand that there are times when he will allow the thing, but it does not mean he stopped loving you. Because he kept Joseph, he kept Daniel, he kept all those that went through. He allowed them to go through it. You see, he allowed you to fall so that you can recognize the rise in him. I think that was so good. He allowed the difficult situations to come so you would become robust and stand strong and just release, hallelujah, faith in the midst of it all and give him the glory. You see, he gets it, hallelujah, when you give it, hallelujah. Are you understanding this? Are you understanding this? The times when you felt alone, he was teaching you to believe that he will never leave you. You see, you felt alone, but then you came to your senses and you realize you were never alone. You see, the prodigal son, he went out, he was in the midst of company, and then he felt alone. But on his way home, he realized he was never alone. His father kept watch, hallelujah. His father kept him in his heart. He was never alone. You need to understand, God has never wasted any of my struggles, and he will never waste any of yours. He has never wasted any of my shortcomings, hallelujah, or my shortfalls. Instead, he worked it for my good. Hallelujah. And I declare to you today, he'll do the same for you. He's going to work it for your good. As a matter of fact, if you could just chillax a little bit, if you could wait a little while longer, you will see he already worked it. You got to walk in what he worked. I said you got to walk in what he worked. He worked it. Now you walk in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just give give me a minute. You see, I know who he is to me. I know there are other things I'm going to find out about him. But personally, he has been my healer. When the doctors told me I had this, that, and the other, God showed up as my healer. Hallelujah. And he'll do the same for you. So just give me a minute. Let me praise him for just a while. You see, I am fully persuaded that my God is able to perform it, and he will. I am fully persuaded that he loves me. I am fully persuaded that it's his love at work in my life. You got to change the way you see things. Shift your perception. Hallelujah. Align your perception with God.
And then you can have a reception and celebrate. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Listen, my global family, I don't know what you are going through right now, but I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will bring you out. I'm here to tell you he will, and he's able. Hallelujah. He's able to turn it around for you. I said, my God is able. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you may ask or think. My God, your God, our God, he's able. Don't give up on God, for I'm fully persuaded that he won't give up on you. I'm talking to somebody. Don't give up on God. I'm fully persuaded that he won't give up on you. I said, don't give up on God. I'm fully persuaded that he won't give up on you. He won't give up on you. He loves you. He's able to do it. And he's able to do what he said he will do. Trust and obey, for there is no other way. What are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Ghostbusters? No. King Jesus, that's right. Who are you going to call? King Jesus. Who are you going to call? The Lord of Lords. Who are you going to call? The King of Kings. Hallelujah. The Son of the Most High God. Who are you going to call? The only one that is the answer. Hallelujah. Trust and obey, for there is no other way. Your tears are temporary. Ask me how I know, because I cried my last tear. Hallelujah. It stopped. Guess what? Until I'm ready to shed it again, then I will know it's upon me. But right now, I understand by experience, your tears are temporary. He'll turn your mourning into dancing. Somebody is sad. You're feeling sick. You don't know what to do. You got to get a quickening in your spirit. He'll turn your mourning into dancing. Lift your voices and praise him like never before. Get your step in. Get your step in and let God have his way. You don't need the musicians to play. There's a song inside of you. It says, I believe that's going to be all right. I believe that he has got me in the palm of his hands. You got to understand, he'll give you beauty for ashes, joy, hallelujah, for the oil. He'll give you what it takes. He will give you what it takes. He will give you what it takes. Listen, when God, hallelujah, releases a word, when God, hallelujah, releases his word that is released, that is, it is greater than your situation. Listen, God will always release a word that is greater than your situation. What you're going through? And where are you searching for the answers? Who are you looking for? Knock, knock. Jesus is at your door. Stop the search. Stop the search. My brother, my sister, when you've got Jesus, you don't need another. Stop the search. Chosen stewards, the search is over. Hallelujah. I said the search is over. Everybody's searching for a cure for what's happening right now. And we don't have to search, because we know where the cure is. We know who the cure is. Hallelujah. We know who is the answer and who has the answer. His name is Jesus. I wish somebody to call his name. I wish somebody could call his name. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. I know I'm loud, but I'm going to get louder, because he's the one that kept me. He turned me around. He placed my feet on solid ground. I'm talking about Jesus. When I felt like giving up, when I felt like dying, he said, no, no, my child. I got a plan for you, and it's a good plan. Ain't nobody can love me like Jesus. I said, ain't nobody to love me like Jesus. Jesus. Oh, kingdom citizens. Jesus is in this thing for the long haul. He's in this for eternity. How long are you in it for? Is it a temporary stay only when you pray and you can have your way? Or is it a stay that says, God, not my will, but your will and your way? There ain't a thing or a person powerful enough to separate his love from you. Nothing and no one. Of this, I, Michelle Maria Modest, stand here today and I declare I am fully persuaded. You gotta go to him for yourself. Click the link. Go ahead. Go ahead. Click the link. Life's information notarized by our King. Click the word. Study the word for yourselves. Believe the word for yourself. Live the word for yourself. It's a matter of life or death. If you abide in him and his words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. Abide. Without Jesus, all other options leads to death. Choose life. Live in Jesus. Live for Jesus. He knows your name. Click the link. Click the link. It has its personal stamp of approval. And so do you. Hey, it's blossom season. It's blossom season. Bloom enough so others can pick up your fragrance. Bloom enough so others can pick up your fragrance. Click the link. Be fully persuaded that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.